the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you're a parent, if you ran into this, like what your own personal experiences might be, and how you feel about this. A mom's getting a lot of heat. This is happening in the UK. She's charging about $84 for her son's birthday party. It's going to be at a go-kart kind of a racing facility, and here's the full story. The mom is throwing her 14-year-old kid a birthday party. It's going to be at a go-kart track, and the reason she's charging so much money is for this. She's charging everybody actually $82 to attend. That includes $59 for the go-karts and $23 for transportation, because I guess the facility is like 80 miles away. It's like round trip, 40 miles there, 40 miles back. But that makes sense. So 40 miles isn't terrible to go to a location if it's far away. She also asked people, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you bring a lunch so she doesn't have to pay for the food? The woman posted and said, you know, she feels like the mom is being unreasonable online, and asked people if they agree with her. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how much it costs for like a go-kart and a bus transportation, but I'm not made of money and I'm cheap, but I don't think this mom's being unreasonable to ask for the $82 or $84. Do you think it's asking too much? Because how much does it cost to go to a go-kart place? Probably 20, 30 bucks, right? Like, that's got to be dead on.
Yeah, I would maybe think like 20. I don't know, even maybe like just $15.
Like some parents are like, there's no way it costs that much money. But if it, let's say the prices actually pan out, things are different now. And I don't even, to me, this is not an elaborate birthday party to take the kid to a go-kart racing track.
Right.
It's just, it costs money and it's 40 miles this way. Then you got to drive 40 miles back. I think you should be thankful that she's actually trying to get everything for convenience and put them all on a bus. Now, I know not everybody may not have that money and that sucks. But if you do, how can you be mad at the mom?
What birthday is this?
It's his 14th birthday party.
His 14th birthday.
That sounds fun. I had a badass party when I was in fifth grade. We went to a roller rink, and that was really cool.
See,
now, that wasn't super expensive, though.
When you went to a roller rink, didn't people just bring their own kids? I think like the bus seems unnecessary.
But this place lives 40 miles away. So I think she's trying to help everybody out.
No, I know that, but that's what, 40 minutes?
Maybe, but I'm saying I think it's a convenience thing. She's like, hey, we'll just put everybody on one bus so y'all don't have to drive.
Yeah, but then I think that she should give the parents the option. You know, you can either put your kid on the bus, or if you don't want to spend the money, just pay me for the actual go-karting and you can drive your kid.
Yeah, but then if people don't pay her for the bus, who's paying for it? You know what I mean? Like, then it's like, well, it's not even worth having the bus. Either all are in or all are out. 833-563-2539.
See, but then also, it's a convenience on the other side. $82 is an inconvenience. That's a lot of money to spend on another kid's birthday. That's not even including the present that you feel obligated that you have to get this 14-year-old. Also, you have to pay to pack their lunch. That's inconvenient. Having to pack your kid's lunch for some birthday party, I think that seems kind of inconvenient. It seems like almost like a field trip than anything else. I think it's a little weird, but I don't have kids.
But it just imagine if you were a kid yourself, though. I mean, like, I didn't have to pay, I don't think, $82 or $84 to go. But I remember having to spend money, like, if we went to a person's big event, and it wasn't all the time. 833-563-2539. Is anybody else out there listening? Have you dealt with this? Have you maybe, for your kid, had to ask people for money? Or has somebody, like, planned something out, this, where you're going to the destination where it costs money to take part in the activities and the games, and maybe they wanted to try it out of convenience and keep everybody in line, do an actual transportation, like a bus that this mom's doing? How did that work out, and how much was it? Was it more than $82 or $84? Was it less?
Maybe I'm weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
But if someone's having a birthday party, they pay for it. If you're hosting a party, you supply everything. If it's out of your means to be able to take a bus full of kids to a go-karting place, then you find an alternative, a fun alternative. Maybe you all go to Sky Zone or a trampoline jumpy place that's like 10 minutes away to where everyone can get a ride. You don't have to rent a bus.
If you go to Sky Zones, Liv, and I get what you're saying, but does that mean like that everybody is also has to have that person pay for them? Or does each person pay individually at Sky Zone?
I think each person pays individually, but I think that they pay when they get there. Why is this mom like asking to collect all of this money? You know, I get maybe for the bus, but like people pay when they get there for the go-karting thing. Or if you're just having it at a park, like you pay for all the food, you pay for all the drinks.
Hey, Amber, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about this? It's $82 to attend this go-kart birthday party that includes go-karting, and it also includes the bus round trip 80 miles.
Here's my thing is I've gone go-karting at like a really fancy place here in Indiana before, and it was kind of out of the way. It was actually like $50 per person.
Just for go-karting?
Jeez.
Just for go-karting.
No, because it's way different than when we were kids, Liv. It's like awesome now.
It's really freaking awesome. And yeah, it's totally different than, you know, years back. It's definitely more expensive nowadays. And I think it's reasonable, especially the all-in or all-out, because it's honestly more convenient for everybody.
It is.
If it's been planned, you know, ahead of time, like plenty of time ahead, then, I mean, there's really no reason why the kids can't at least come up with it, chores, something like that.
No, Amber, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
Now, my mom is the hostess with the mostest.
She's never invited me over.
Incredible host.
Never
invited
me.
There might be a reason for that. But she's an incredible host, and she's very into, like, etiquette and party planning, all of that.
Okay.
And she says to spend $86 on a birthday and buy a gift is outrageous. If you are having a party, you don't ask people to pay their way. That is really super rude. That's it. You host, you pay.
Well, no, and nowhere in here that I saw, I guess obviously you expect to get somebody a birthday gift, but nowhere in there does it say an actual gift. Hey, let's go this morning to Nick. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Hey, Joe, this is making me mental, man. I'll be honest.
Why? What's wrong?
If you're going to have a birthday party, I guess I'm old school. You have a party, you pay for it, you host it, you buy the food, you buy the drink. I don't ever remember as a child having my mom and dad kitty up money so I could attend somebody else's birthday party. If I'm going to take my kid go-karting, I'll take him go-karting. I'm not going to pay some strange woman $59 plus a bus fare to go go-karting.
I think Nick,
does
now
that make sense?
No, Nick, it does. I think things now are just getting bigger and bigger than they used to be. Like, I brought up the big thing to me at the time. Fifth grade, we went to a place called Rollerama. It was the coolest roller rink in the world. I know my mom had, like, the party room, so we paid for some pizzas and pop. But other than that,
exactly.
I don't know if my—I think everybody had to pay for their own skating, though. So I don't know. But I get what you're saying, Nick.
Yeah, $4 for a pair of dirty, you know, fungus-infested roller skates versus $59 for a go-kart? I see a difference.
Nick, man, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate you. Let's go to Cody. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. What do you think, Cody?
Oh, I agree. You just don't ask people to pay to come to your child's birthday party. If you can't afford it, you need to do something that you can't afford.
I totally agree with that. Have it at a park. And you know what? Buy water balloons and have a water balloon fight or have like a field day almost at a park. That is going to be so much cheaper.
I feel bad
for
you.
And the kids will still have fun.
I feel bad for Liv's future kid. Nobody's going to come to Liv's water balloon birthday party.
I mean, I'm just trying to think outside of the box.
Is that what your mom did?
Seconds.
Your party planning mom? Is that what she did?
All I'm saying is if you can't afford it, you don't put it on.
Let's go to Susan this morning. Hey, Susan, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say? This mom is asking for $82 that includes all these kids that are going to go to the go-kart place to race the go-karts, but also she's going to organize a little bus.
And also it doesn't include food.
Oh,
keep
wow.
that in mind.
Now Liv's getting hungry. What did you want to say?
The mom is absolutely insane. This is not a play date. This is a birthday party. If they want a play date, then say, hey, we're going here. Everybody chip in. If they're having a birthday party, you pay for the birthday party.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Man, I definitely am not going to be asking you if you want to pay for my kid's birthday party attendance. Thank you, Susan, for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is this on social media anywhere, Liv? Because I want people.
Yes.
We're getting tons of calls. We have to move on.
It's on Facebook. Just search Radio Now. And also, it's on our Twitter. And everyone on our Twitter is blowing up about this.
I love
very
it.
Very strong opinion.
I love it. I love it. I love it.